This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Jordan Conkle, who reflects on remote and wild spaces where, in spite of advanced technologies, humans are still very much in the dark. He writes,
"Two summers after graduating from college, I got an unlikely job. I'd be doing platinum exploration in Alaska, hiking around, carrying equipment for the geologists, and collecting data. It was a far cry from my field of study in English and a long way from my hometown of Ogden, Utah, but it paid well, so I went. The camp was in a steep valley somewhere near the Revelation Mountains. From there, a small helicopter took us to one of the treeless work sites. Flying in the first day, I noticed a tiny white plane splayed out just below a ridge it had failed to clear by only a few feet. 'We flew over that last summer,' Tom, the lead geologist, said, squinting out through square glasses. 'I saw this white arm hanging out the window, 4 months after the crash. Took them that long to get someone out here to collect the body. Years later, I can still see that image, and I can feel the rough days that followed, the work days blurring together, the oceans of mountains, the foggy mornings. Even now, back in my apartment in Utah, as I watch the Wasatch Mountain Range at night, I can still imagine myself standing on a high, narrow ridge in the 11 p.m. daylight, feeling silence extend in every direction. I recalled a line of Joseph Conrad, "This also has been one of the dark places of the earth."
Conkle pairs his reflection with an excerpt from Joseph Conrad's classic novel, Heart of Darkness.
Conrad captained a steamboat on the Congo River and afterwards noted that while history suggests that darkness is found in wilderness, it is equally present in our cities, our seats of civilization. In this passage, the central character observes the Thames River in London.
"The old river, in its broad reach, rested unruffled at the decline of day, after ages of good service done to the race that peopled its banks. The tidal current runs to and fro in its unceasing service, crowded with memories of men and ships it had borne to the rest of home or to the battles of the sea. It had known the ships and the men, the adventurers and the settlers, king's ships, captains, admirals, the interlopers of the Eastern trade, and the commissioned generals of the East India fleets. Hunters for gold or pursuers of fame, they all had gone out on that stream, bearing the sword and often the torch, messengers of the might within the land, bearers of a spark from the sacred fire. What greatness had not floated on the ebb of that river into the mystery of an unknown earth? The sun set, and farther west on the upper reaches, the place of the monstrous town was still marked ominously on the sky, a brooding gloom in sunshine, a lurid glare under the stars. 'And this also,' said Marlowe suddenly, 'has been one of the dark places of the earth.'"
An excerpt from Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer, financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.